Are you looking for a place to meet like-minded people? Perhaps you're a light worker looking for a safe place to share your thoughts and services. We've got a place for you, intuitalks.com. Join for free, post updates, blogs, create and join groups via website or radio or class package. The possibilities are endless. Join the all-spiritual, all-under-one-roof network, www.intuitalks.com.
Hello, everybody, and how are you guys doing? You know, there's a lot of challenges out there. We have one, Amy, in the chat room who's got COVID right now. So it would be good if you guys could say a prayer for Amy that she recovers and, you know, heals completely. So I would appreciate that very much. Okay, so we're going to talk about angels tonight, and we have a fantastic certified angel card reader with us, Diane Hamilton. Diane lives in North Carolina. She is a mother. She is a psychic medium and so much more. So I'm going to bring her on right now, and we'll start dishing about angels. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Corrine. Hi, honey. Oh, my goodness.
How's it going?
It's going good. Sending healing to Amy. That's terrible.
Yeah.
But she'll get back. I thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, thank you. It's just tough. I mean, this whole COVID thing. And then when you get it, I didn't want to get into it. I'm going to erase the whole idea of talking about it because I just don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry. But anyway.
No, that's fine. I get it. So how you been?
I'm okay. I'm looking for a house. So I've been kind of busy. It's exhausting looking for a house, you know. But anyways, so it's okay. But so, Diane, let's talk about angels a few minutes here. So there's so many different kinds of angels, like so many different names of different angels and what they do. You know, in particular, the seven archangels that we know of are those,
right.
So we you know, there's Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael. I can't remember the other names right off the top of my head.
Azrael.
So how important are, like, what is the difference between an archangel and a regular angel? Like, I don't even know, like, I can't even think of the name of a regular angel, except I happen to have this encyclopedia of angels right here.
You crack me up.
So for instance, there's Gideon. Okay, so there's an angel called Gideon. He's not an archangel. There's a lot. So what's the difference between the, you know, archangels? Are they, you know, do you know the difference? Because I don't.
They're considered the leaders. How do I want to put this? They're basically the guardians and the leaders of the legions, of the different, because there's different I can't think of the name that I want to use, but there's different steps, variety. I don't want to say variety. That's not the right term.
But the order of angels?
Correct.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the things that's really cool is that, you know, at least each and every one of us has at least one, if not two or more, guardian angels that watch over us and protect us. And, you know, one of the things that I learned is that, you know, they're not to really interfere. If we need their help, we need to ask. But they're there. They're there for us. We just need to ask them for their guidance and for their help, and they're more than willing to do so.
Right.
But it's also been known for them to step in as well without us asking them for, you know, it's something that I don't want to say deferential, but something very important that they needed to do, and that's considered okay. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I interrupted you. Okay. So, for instance, there's Metatron here. We've heard that name before. Metatron, in Judaic lore, one of the greatest angels. In the various accounts about Metatron, scarcely an angelic duty or function is not related to him. Primarily, he sustains the physical world and carries Jewish prayers through 900 heavens to God. Wow. He is an important angelic figure in the Kabbalah, especially the Zohar, the Talmud, and the Metatron apparently absorbed characteristics originally ascribed to the angel Jehoel. So, I mean, there's so many different angels.
Excuse me.
But, I mean, so the point is that tonight, you know, and I know, like, with your angel cards, and also Diane, with her reading, she's going to tell you what feeling she's getting for you guys. And I'll tell you what feeling I'm getting, if I'm getting any feeling for you. But I am going to assign an angel to you tonight, you guys. So when you call in, I'm going to tell you what your angel's name is, and then it is up to you to take that name and go and research and see what that angel is all about. So that'll be kind of interesting. I love looking up stuff. I love researching stuff. So hopefully you guys do too. So how do you use angels in your life, Diane? Do you actually, call on them and say, help me with this situation? Or who do you call on the most as an angel? I know your mom is probably one of your angels.
Oh, I know she is, and I know she's around here, but so is my brother, my oldest brother. I basically, it's so funny because I can be very stubborn. And I know when Spirit's trying to guide me in a direction, and sometimes I won't say ignore it, but kind of fight it and be like, well, I don't know if I really want to do that. And but they're relentless, and they don't ever give up, which I've actually had arguments with them. Fine, I'll do it. But, there are two that I used to call upon a lot. And there's really one that I know has been around for a very long time, and that's Archangel Michael, also known as Saint Michael. But Archangel Michael is very, very prominent and predominant, around me as well as my son. And he's, of course, known as the protector, the fighter, very strong. That's kind of wild. But Raphael's also been another one that I have sought guidance from as well. And that's usually when I'm working on, trying to heal, where the healing comes in for, someone and stuff like that. But,
right. And one time, Archangel Michael, he's a big one. And
yeah, he is.
One time I asked Renee, who she's like the best psychic medium there is out there in the whole world, I asked her, how can Archangel Michael be with all these different people at once? Because you hear people channeling him, and he's there and he's everywhere. And she goes, he is everywhere. He can be anywhere. It's like if you are of the spirit world, you can be in all different kinds of places at the same time. So I think that's interesting, So, all right. So tell me how you do readings, Diane. Like, how would you, do you prefer someone ask a question, or kind of do you want to just give them what you're getting?
I kind of like going and seeing what I get. And I do use my cards.
Right.
But sometimes I also, in the process, how do I explain this? I use my cards, but I'm also using what I'm feeling and and what I'm getting. But sometimes I will also take pen to paper as well, if I feel led to do so. Which I happen to have a pad of paper here because I was told before coming on, set it down. You may need it. So I'm like, okay, wasn't expecting that. So I have that here in case it is needed. But that's basically the way I work. Right. I've come to learn that one of the things that I've learned from doing my readings is that there may be something that somebody really truly wants to know, but what I've learned is that Spirit's only going to tell them what they need to know right here and now. So
right.
It may not necessarily mean that it's what they want to know, because it very well could be that that's not something that's relevant right now, and there's something else that more pressing that they need to work on before being allowed some guidance with the other issue that they're looking for. I hope that made sense.
Yeah, it totally made sense. You're right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like when I'm giving readings, like you can ask all the questions you want, but the message that's coming through is basically what you really need to hear. Not what you want to hear,
yep.
but what you need to hear, you know?
Exactly. And sometimes it may be something that they really don't want to hear, but it's something that they need to, because obviously it's something that they need to address, whether it's within their life or what have you. You know, and in order for them to move forward and grow, that's something that they need to take care of first to
right,
get from
right.
point A to point B. Otherwise, you're just going to keep going in circles.
Yeah,
and,
true,
and not,
true.
You know, ascertain what you really want in your life.
Right, right. So, you know, you guys could ask a question, but basically you're going to
sure.
get what we have, you know what I mean? Okay, so tell people, you can find Diane, actually, if you would like to book an appointment with her. You can find her at DianeHamiltonPsychicMedium.com. So remember that, write it down, you know, do take advantage of that, because it's worth every penny. So try to remember, write that down, you guys. And also, if you guys are on the phone and you're not in chat, you can't win one of the prizes we're giving away tonight. We're only giving away prizes to people in the chat room. So get your little buns in the chat room if you want to win one of these prizes. One of them is an angel ornament. It's a beautiful glass angel ornament. The other is a book of about angels and a couple other purple energy plates I'm giving away to purple plates from purpleplates.com. And so if you guys are in the chat room, you can win these prizes. If you're not, you can't. So I'd get in there if I were you. And I see hi, Elizabeth Wheeler. How are you? We have a few people in the chat room, and I'm going to get to those questions in the chat room later about how you can win those prizes. So meanwhile, we're going to start to give readings, and I'm just going to take a quick couple-minute break here, and then when we come back, we will begin giving readings. And the first caller, just to let you guys know where we're at, is 775. So I will play a quick song, and then when we come back, we will begin to give the reading. Here's a quick song for you guys. Thank you. We'll be right back. I need a shoulder
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Yes, expect a miracle indeed. Okay, we're back with Diane Hamilton. We're back with Diane Hamilton, and you can find Diane at dianehamiltonpsychicmedium.com. And so we're going to get to our first caller. And Diane, if you would go first in the readings, that would be great. And if I have anything to add, I will certainly do so.
Okay,
so we have 775. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. Nice to meet you.
It's an honor to meet you. And may I ask my question, please?
Sure.
Okay. I've been very, very upset. I purchased some very expensive china from a department store that we all know and love. I won't say the name. It starts with an M and ends with a Y. And I decided after I opened the box that it did not look as attractive in person as it did online, and there were some minor scratches on it. So I called the store and the customer service, and ultimately these were shipped back. Six of the seven sets were shipped back. I got a refund for four of the sets immediately, and I'm still waiting a refund for the other last two sets. It'll be about $152. What happened was most of it was sent to a local warehouse. That's why I got most of the refund. For some odd reason, the last box was sent 2,000 miles away to an Oklahoma warehouse for the company. But what I'm even more concerned about is I got an email from the company stating that my online shopping has been frozen because of lack of receipts and et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's ridiculous. It was online. They've got the receipt. I called and I spoke to Andrea. She is a supervisor. She treated me like a princess, like gold. And she said, I've already reinstated your shopping. Is there anything more I can do? And I said, well, thank you. And you do have the authority to override what was done? And she said, absolutely. And she said she would personally make sure that my account kept in good condition so I could continue to shop online. She was supposed to call me back in a week just to check in with me. She did not do it. I've called ever since, and there have been emails sent to her to please call me. I know she's also a trainer, but I'm wondering if maybe I hope she's not sick, but she hasn't responded. Will Andrea ever call me, and will I get my online shopping privileges restored?
Okay. So the first card that I actually pulled for you is basically, telling you that you need to have patience and not to worry. Things are going to work out. It's just going to take some time. But things are definitely going to work out. I'm being shown that you are kind of feeling at odds with yourself or possibly others at this moment. Now, the other thing I want to tell you is that I know this seems really major for you, but this stuff's going to get, all straightened out, and it's going to, get all worked out, and you're going to, receive what you're supposed to get. But you need to start focusing in on you, and you need to start focusing in and start going after your own dreams. You need to start doing something that expands your own horizons, and you need to start letting your creativity take some flight here. So in other words, know that what you're concerned about right now with the question that you're, that's going to all work out. That's going to all work out. You just need to be patient. Have patience. It's going to get straightened out. Sometimes with refunds, doing refunds, they take a little bit of time from the warehouse in order for, you know, the warehouse to check and make sure that everything's there and stuff like that. With the mail being the way it is, it's also have delayed things as well. So just know that everything's going to be fine there and just have patience.
Will I get my online shopping privileges restored?
Right. Like I said, everything was showing that it's going to work out. You just need to have some patience and let them take care of what they need to. Now, if you feel that it's necessary for you to call them back again and you can, you know, see if you can speak to the same person. Now, all of this should already be noted in the system. Okay? Now,
right.
It sounded to me like she was working on it, but there's absolutely no reason why you can't call back again to make sure that this is, you know, being taken care of. That is your prerogative. That's entirely up to you.
Right. Wendy, do you have a pen? I want to tell you who your angel is. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay, so it's R-E-M-I-E-L. That's Remiel. That's the angel Remiel, and I would love for you to look him up and see what he signifies.
I will, I promise you. Absolutely,
good.
On the Internet. And I thank you for telling me about the angel. And so just so I, because I've been so worried sick because it's my reputation as well, how quickly will I get my online shopping restored, Diane?
I was not being shown a time frame, and I'm going to be honest with you. I do not like giving time frames on anything just for the mere fact that because things can get delayed, though I do see this problem being resolved for you. I think, at this point, I think you just need to take a breath, breathe, and just know that it's all going to work out.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Corrine, what about you? You have anything?
No, I think that it's going to be straightened out within the next 3 weeks, but that's all I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
all right. Thank you, Wendy.
God bless both of you. I thank you.
Well, Wendy,
you
thanks for calling in. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It was an honor for me as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, and the next call we have is area code 205. Hello, 205.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
My question is, do Spirit have any messages for me, please? And thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do Spirit have any messages for me?
Okay.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, Spirit always has messages for us. Now, the question is, are we listening to what they're trying to tell us? That's the key.
Okay, so I want to tell you who your angel is.
Okay.
And it is Israfel. That's I-S-R-A-F, like in Frank, I-L. Israfel.
Okay.
And now there's a few things that I want to say here, Patricia. I'm being shown for you to, first of all, do the right thing for the right reason. Hopefully that makes sense. You need to also start getting yourself around, if you haven't already, some spiritually minded people, whether it's a community or, like-minded people that believe in the same things that you do. You need to start letting go of some belief systems that are no longer working for you. And I'm also being shown that there's going to be a situation that's going to lead to some significant opportunities for you. I'm not sure what that pertains to. I just figured I'd throw it out there for you.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm being shown is that you tend to be distracted or you fail to see magical opportunities when they're there. I'm also being shown, are you discontented a little bit with your life at the moment and where you're, you know, where you're at? Like, I'm feeling like you're kind of not sure which direction you should be going at the moment. Does that make any sense?
It does make some sense. It's been about a year ago, my daughter lost custody of her children. Then 3 and 7, but now as of January 3 and 6, well, they are now 4 and 7. And at the time I was in nursing school and working part-time and kind of had a map of things. And then when that happened, I had to make, you know, some quick decisions. So the state wouldn't come in and take her children. So at this point, I am just raising the children. The oldest one, he's a remote learner. And the youngest, he hasn't been in daycare since all of this happened due to, you know, COVID and
right.
all that stuff. So I am just taking care of the babies. We did go to court yesterday, and we got some good news that she is on the right track and possibly in the next couple of months, she would have unsupervised overnight visits, which then can lead to her hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months from then, you know, possibly getting her babies back. And then I could proceed on to life
as I once
knew it.
Right.
So
that's
sort
of
what's going on.
Yeah, because what they were showing me that these choices you made, they definitely were from the heart. I'm also being shown, now this is interesting, and I'm kind of curious about this. Did you have some health issues? Because I'm being shown, you know, that there's basically a return to good health. Now, I'm not sure if this pertains to you or maybe somebody within the family. Maybe they weren't feeling well and now they're feeling better. I'm not sure if that makes any sense to you. But the other thing I'm also being shown is that you are getting kind of caught up in the fear and worry about, you know, what is going on, and I want you to not do that. Just know that it's all going to work out, and it's playing the way it should, okay? I'm very,
okay.
very excited for you that you were able to do what you were able to do and take these kids on. You know, that takes a very special person, and I hope you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
A very special
yes.
person and somebody
yes.
who has a really big heart and a lot to offer. And know that you're doing a wonderful job and doing, you know, what you need to do. Okay? So I want you
Thank
to kind
you.
Of give yourself a little credit and pat yourself on the back because I think you're pretty amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure who is the person who is back to get help. I will say that my mom did have COVID toward the end of
that.
The year, and she is doing much, much better, thank God.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
So maybe that's what
yes.
they were, you know, referring to. So that's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear that. But like I said, I want you to kind of, you know, focus in on yourself. And I do want you to, you know, realize what a special person you are.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much. Thank you both.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah,
I don't know if Corinne has any more that she'd like to say.
No, I totally agree with everything you said, Diane. And Patricia, just know that your kindness and all of the effort and love that you give out does not go unnoticed. It's noticed and it's appreciated. Even if you can't see it a lot of times in this life, just know that it is being recognized and it matters. It really matters. So I want to thank you
Absolutely.
For all everything you do.
Oh, God, thank you. I love both of you. Thank you so much. My first time calling in the show. So many blessings to you both. And please continue to stay safe. Thank you, ladies. Thank you again.
You're doing Patricia. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless.
All right, take it easy. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, there's, you know, people's, the spirit and strength of people amaze me. And it's just, you know, it's not only heartwarming, that's not even sufficient enough to say about someone like Patricia, because when we bother to help other people and to, like, put ourselves out, for other people, it's like it has a reward. Not that we're looking for a reward when we do this stuff, but it has a reward that we can't even imagine. And it's a beautiful thing to see people loving and helping each other. And that is when I'm my happiest, is when I'm helping someone else. Those are the best times in my life, is when I can help somebody else. That's my, you know, the pinnacle of happiness for me is when I can help other people. So I appreciate you, Patricia, very much. Okay, so the next caller we have is 860-757.
They get her all the time. They don't know what she's going to do. They're supposed to send me a small can of nuts, and they sent that one.
All right. So 860, we can hear you. Are you there?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right. Stop complaining.
And who are we speaking with?
I'm speaking to Lisa. Sorry.
No, Lisa, you're fine. You're fine. I thought it was wonderful. It made me giggle. You know. So, and Lisa, how may we help you this evening?
I'd like to know what message Spirit has for me. I'm feeling kind of lost in life.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, bear with me here for a second, Lisa. Okay?
Meanwhile, I'll tell you who your angel is, Lisa. Your angel is, you got a pen, it's A-S-T. A-R-O-T-H. That's Astaroth. So look that up.
F as in Frank? A-F
no,
as in Frank?
No, S as in Sam.
Oh. T-A-R-O-T-H?
No, A-T like in Tom. A-R-O-T like in Tom. And H like in Harry.
Thank you. My hearing. Thank you. So this is my personal angel?
Yes, that's your angel. That's your designated angel. So look him up and see what he's about.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lisa, first of all, the first thing I'm being shown is that, number one, you're a very truthful and inquisitive person. What I'm being shown is that for you to speak the truth, but do it with kindness, okay? But I'm also being shown that there's going to be some information that can help you. I'm not sure who's going to be giving this to you. Getting the feeling that it might be a female. I'm just, you know. But there's going to be some information that can help you. But it also may be a little difficult for you to hear, but you're going to be okay. You need to be very cautious and wise, and you need to start being very meticulous and start paying attention to some detail, whether it's written down or whether it's information that's given to you. You need to pay close attention, okay? You're a very dependable and person, and you have a really good sense of humor. But I'm also showing that you're very protective, especially of the ones that you love and care about, which you know, which is nothing wrong with that, actually. Now, I'm being shown that this information that you're going to be getting is going to be coming from someone who's very, you know, who's very professional and they're objective. The advice that they're giving you is going to be very good, but you need to pay attention to what they are telling you. I'm not sure where this falls in and what this has to do with what's going on, but it does. I'm also showing, are you having issues with a relationship or relationships, because I'm being shown some unemotional relationship going on right now that's not sitting very well with you. I'm
well,
going to throw that out there, too.
I haven't seen my 36-year-old son since he married his wife.
Uh-huh.
Almost 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
My
okay.
Only child.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Well, the other thing that they're showing me is for you not to be deterred by the challenges along this way, and that it's very, very, and they can't stress this enough, it's very, very important for you to communicate clearly and accurately. Okay. But I am also being shown that there's going to be some amazing new ideas that are going to be implemented and should be implemented. And the last thing I am seeing for you is that there's going to be some positive changes on their way. Basically, it's going to be relief from some troubled times. Are you looking to travel or relocate? Because that's the other thing that they just thrown. I'm seeing some travel. Or are you possibly relocating someplace? If not, that is something that's, you know, going to be happening in the future for you. So I figured I'd share that with you as well.
Am I hitting lotto? Because that's the only way I could move.
Oh, wouldn't we love to hit lotto. Well, that is what I'm – now, it very well could be, traveling could be
no, I'm not
possibly
well
visiting. That may be coming up. So, like I said, I'm seeing some positive things changing that are coming your way, so that rift that is between you and your son – may be changing, and there may be a connection again with the two of you. It's just going to take some time. I'm not quite sure what caused that rift, but and that's certainly not any of my business. But I'm kind of curious to see what Corrine is getting on this.
Well, you know, first off, can I ask you, Lisa, did you lose a little doggy?
Oh. I lost the love of my life in September. She was almost 17.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Because I see this dog coming through for you to just, like, I don't know if it's to give comfort or what it is. But, I mean, I definitely see a dog around you. Excuse me. So I think that the message here for you is that that things will play out the way they're meant to. For some reason, we can't even imagine in our lives right now. We don't know why things happen the way they do. But there's a reason, and there's a meaning and a purpose for everything that happens. I want you to keep the faith and realize that things will get better. They will get better for you, Lisa. And the little doggy wants me to tell you also that was it a he?
She, her name was Sweet Baby Gizmo.
Okay. I thought it was a he. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Just how much you took care of her and how much you went out of your way to make sure she ate good food and all of that. And so, I mean, you are blessed, you know what I mean? You really are blessed, and, you know, things will work out in this situation with your son. I feel like they really will. There just needs to be a little bit better communication, and I understand probably the communication isn't at the best spot right now between you and him, but somehow I see you writing a letter or something that you're kind of giving in to it, and he's like allowing you to get come back into his life. Does that make any sense?
He didn't do anything. He just
disappeared. I know, but that's it. Yeah, go
he
ahead.
I sent them gifts for their engagement, and I used her middle name by accident on one of the five gifts, and I haven't seen him since.
Okay.
Only the five gifts. Everyone else, every other one was right, and every note was beautiful, welcoming her, telling her I was wanted a daughter because both of her parents were dead.
Right, okay. So I feel like there's just a really misunderstanding here, or she might be a little difficult as well, but something, like there's something you can do about it. You can write a letter to him and just say, lay it all out. I'm sorry if I did anything to offend your wife or you. Just make it a very heartfelt letter, and I would love for you to put that in the mail and make sure that he gets the letter, because I feel like that there will be a reconnection with you guys, and yeah, I don't think this is going to last a lot longer. Let me put it that way. So I think that if you write the letter, you send it, and just tell him, I need you in my life. I want you in my life, you know. And I think this can be rectified, you know.
I've done these things. I sent gifts for 7 years with notes. I love you. I miss you. Cards on every holiday. They have children I've
really?
Never met. Pretty awful.
Wow.
When I was 5 years old, I was looking forward to being a grandmother because I loved my grandparents so much.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, is this person that's going to give me information? I'm seeing another doctor. I had a dog bite me in the face, and I needed plastic surgery, and they were very angry because I had to go to a hospital because of I'm allergic to lidocaine, so they couldn't just shoot me up and put me together in an office. So they kind of dismissed me, and my face is all scarred, and nobody will help me because they don't want to go to a hospital because they don't get any more money than standing in their office. Is this person going to help me get my face fixed, maybe? This information from this woman?
What do you think, Diane?
What person are you looking to help you? The doctor, or
a doctor? Yeah, they don't want to help me because then they go to the hospital. They don't make any more money than they make. Let me put it this way: they charged $4,500. My insurance paid them $800, and after that, they kind of dismissed me and told me I'm too much trouble.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I yelled at my insurance company. I said, "This man put my face back together. You need to pay him." So now he won't finish because they need to do scar reposition, I don't know, scar surgery, and they won't do it for me. So they're going to leave me like this. Kind of sucks. Thank God for the masks. COVID blessing.
Yeah, first of all, something sounds very, very wrong, and I get the feeling that that is not legal for them to do.
Let me put it this way. He actually said to me, I never met you before. I don't know that you didn't look like this before. And I was like, what?
Oh,
wow.
That's how bad it is. So it's kind
of
horrible. They can do awful things to you in their office by themselves.
That is terrible, and I'm so, so very sorry.
Thank you. I've been shaking
Jesus.
Into my I'm like, they can make Cher look like that? They can't fix these scars?
Right. No kidding.
73 or 74, have you seen her?
Have you tried getting a second opinion?
I'm going to another office with different doctors on Monday, so I thought maybe that they were going to, that's what you were talking about with the paying attention.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. All right. I'm trying to understand this feeling that I'm getting. Bear with me for a moment. I feel that they should be able to figure something out for you. I am not getting anything, you know, clear, definite on this, and I'm so, so sorry. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to lie about something either, you know what I mean? But I do feel that they're going to be able to help you, if not anything, steer you in the right direction to get this issue resolved. And I cannot believe, as a former CMA, that this other doctor has said and done those things to you, and I'm floored. I am completely floored.
Can't make this stuff up, honest to God. I thought my husband was going to go in there after him when I told
him. It's awful. I just
horrible.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I haven't slept.
But I do feel that this other, you know, place that you're going, that if they can't help you, they're going to be able to steer you in the right direction, if that makes any sense.
Maybe Thank you. You're welcome, girls are wonderful. God bless you both. And very patient. Bless you both for your patience.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, we thank you for calling in. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. And I have to tell you, you're a very, very strong individual. Very strong. And I give you kudos for that. I really do.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad always said, my daughter's strong like
bull. Strong like
well,
bull.
Do totally. Not back down is what, you know, is what I want to say to you. Do not back down.
Yeah, I can't wear these masks for the rest of my life, and I teach catechism. I want to be able to go back in front of the kids and not scare them.
Right. Well, you know what? I think maybe you may be your own worst critic, too, honey.
Oh, no. I see people's faces when I take my little dog that I have now for a walk, and I forget to put the mask on when they walk up. It's not nice.
Oh, man. I am so sorry for people's ignorance.
It was a German Shepherd. It did a good job.
Oh, my God.
I guess.
That's a big dog.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Man. All right, well, God bless you, Lisa, and I really do think things are going to get better for you, so keep the faith, okay?
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
I'm going to send healing your way, Lisa, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, that's a tough situation. Like, you know, and my mother used to say to me, if you don't have children, you're going to be lonely. But the fact is that you have a 50-50 chance of having a jerk as a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your laugh, you make me giggle. My friend, you make me giggle.
I'm not saying her kid is a jerk. I'm just saying, like, you know, children... Whatever. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not a mother, so I can't say, but I know that is a heartbreak that is very difficult to get over. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Anyway.
But I still feel that's gonna work out though. I really do, Corinne. Right.
Yeah, I do too. I felt good. I felt like there was gonna be some communication between her and her son, like something was gonna happen. And she said
right.
She had already written the letters and tried all kinds of things. But I think that there's something else there that needs to be done, and I'm not sure if the wife is blocking things or what is going on. I'd have to look into it further.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
That is a possibility.
That is
definitely a possibility. But I do feel that... You know that they're gonna and I know you felt the same thing that they're gonna get back to communicating again. I'm just not feeling when that's going to happen, but I do see it happening, and I see it being a slow. I don't want to say a slow go. That's not the right terminology I want to use. But it's going to move forward, but it's going to be slow and probably not as quick as that she'd like it to be. But it's all going to work out.
Right. Yeah. It's hard. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But okay, so the next caller we have is 520.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay.
I love your laugh, Curry. Thank you. This is Lisa. My name
Hi,
is... I'm sorry.
Hi, we have another Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. I love your energy.
She's pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome. It just, gave me like, I don't know, I just feel like I had a shot of coffee or something. All of a sudden, my you know, I just want to kind of jump up and down.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I love your energy, both of you. Gosh, thank you. It's so refreshing.
Aw. Well, Lisa, how can we help you?
Well, okay, I've got a question about a guy. And
the dreaded guy question. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, excuse me. Do you see him calling me? His name is Aaron.
Aaron. Eric. I'm sorry. Do you guys already know each
Aaron.
Other?
No, Aaron. A is an apple.
Aaron. Okay. Gotcha. Not that the name really matters to me. No, but you're fine. All right, bear with me for a second. And Courtney, if you get something while I'm doing my thing, do what you need to do.
Yeah, we started out as pals, and we started sleeping together, and now
sorry.
You know.
Well, So, I mean, if you guys have already been together, why do you think that he would not, you know, be calling you? Has there been an issue?
There was some complexity. I stumbled like a bull in a china shop. I left a very long relationship and then started up with him. And I told him I was crazy about him. But in my head, I was trying to protect him because I knew he wasn't my forever guy and I didn't want to hurt him by saying anything. But I kept saying, oh, I'm so crazy about you. I'm so confused. And so I said some other stuff. You know, he said he wanted the relationship. And I said, well, I don't think I'll answer the phone, that kind of crap. And so anyway, one thing after another happened. And,
so this
and
was
he
the
was
guy,
always there.
Right. Lisa, this is the guy that you called in about last time. Is that correct?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, all right. I hear you. Believe me, sister, I hear you. So it's funny. I had a dream last night. I don't even know what this guy looks like, but I had this dream, and I was away on vacation with this, and I met this guy there, and he was younger than me, and we were having fun, and I said to him, I'm not looking for a long-term anything. And it was like your situation. Like you said to him, I don't want to get serious. But then I knew in my mind I would fall in love with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wonder, so what has happened since? You've reached out to him. He's not reachable because he's in a remote place or something like that?
He lives 3 miles away from me. He lives on a ranch. And he works, he has a daytime job. He has a nighttime business that he works as well. And he, that's how he met through his business. And then he was always there. You know, I'd call him, he was always there for me. And then I said some stuff at the end, and it wasn't mean stuff. It was just stuff that was, I thought was a misunderstanding. And then, you know, he was just always there. He was always responding, always there. And I called him because he told me if I wanted to talk, he would be there for me to call. So I called him and I said, can we talk? And I thought he said yes. And I was waiting for him and I haven't heard from him since. And I called him probably the first week in April, I left a message. I don't know if it went to voicemail. I don't know if he got the message. And, well, it did go to the voicemail. And I asked him if he could do a task, if I could pay him for a task. And I never heard back. That was the first week in April. So I just want to have an opportunity to have a face-to-face. You know, I don't want to marry the guy. I don't want to move in with him. I don't want, you know, I just want a moment-to-moment with him.
Right, right. But he won't respond to you.
He hasn't.
Okay. Like I think I said to you last time, I felt like it wasn't over, and I still don't feel like it's over, but there's something going on with him where he's not, and I don't know that it's another woman or anything like that. I just feel like, I don't know. Do you know that he's okay? I mean, he's not sick or anything, right?
Okay, I left that part out. He started telling me a lot of stuff when we were intimate, and I didn't want to hear it because that's not my gig. You know, I'm not a therapist, and it was too soon to hear all that stuff. And he was telling me about a real serious history he had with, like drugs, but I don't think he's on drugs. I know he's not on drugs. And he just went into a lot of detail, and there were some signs of something. You know, I checked it out with a friend of mine who's a professional mental health person, and she said, well, he might have, you know, this and this symptom. So I don't know. You could be picking up something that, you know, I was given some kind of insight to, but he seemed fully functioning, you know. But that's good. You're not picking up another chick.
No,
I don't think there's another girl.
I think he's got some psychological stuff going on right now. And I don't know if it's the drugs. I don't want to say that. But I feel like there's something preventing him from calling you that has to do with his own issues. Let's put it that way. Lisa, there's nothing wrong with keeping on trying to get a hold of him either. You know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong with that. And I think sooner or later, and I putting timelines on things doesn't, but I mean, I think in the next 1 month or, you know, up to 2 months, he will get back to you, but he's going to tell you another story about what happened to him in the meantime. You know what I mean? Like, there's something going on. Something's going on. I don't know what it is psychologically, I think. You know what I mean? And listen, we all ignore the warning signs, right? Jesus, I always do, you know?
You're so funny, Corrine. I love the both of you on the air together. I just love how you both laugh and giggle and enjoy each other. And I love that you're not judging me either. Yeah.
Oh, why? You know what? Nobody should be judging anybody, first of all, Lisa. Let me tell you that.
No.
Because there is not one single person in this world that is perfect. And anybody who turns around and says that they are, guess what? They'd be lying through their flipping teeth. And I would call them out in it in 2 seconds. You know?
Yeah.
We're all human. You know? We make mistakes. Not one of us is perfect. And that's what makes us so uniquely wonderful.
Well, I've been throwing myself at other men. I've been keeping busy with my work. I work like a dog. I mean, I haven't been sitting in the closet like a mushroom, you know, pining over this guy. But
right. Before you say anything more, I just want to tell you what I got here, and then you can start talking about what you were just saying, because I've got some information here, and I want to make sure that when I say it, it's not because you've just said something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I have here is I'm being shown that you need to reach out for others for assistance. Now, whether this pertains to this gentleman that you're speaking with, I don't know if you may know some of his familiar people that he may be associated with. That may be a way for you to, try and find out what's going on with him. But I'm also being shown that I don't know if you're looking to make a career change, but if you were, this would not be the time to do so. I'm also being shown that you've got some challenges regarding some money issues, but to breathe and know that it's going to be fine, because what you need to do is just manage your resources wisely. You need to achieve a balance in how you spend and how you save your money. Does that make any sense? I hope it does.
Oh, it all does. Yeah, it all
okay.
does. Very much
the
does.
Other thing
now,
I'm
he lives... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, that's all right. The other thing... excuse me. I have been fighting allergies, so I apologize for that. The other thing is that you need to reach out to others for comfort and love, and that you're going to actually grow stronger from this situation. I need to ask you, is there somebody recently within the past year, whether it be a human or an animal, which, you know, is like our babies to begin with, that you've lost? Because I'm being shown that there's some sadness, but that sadness is going to heal within time. So, you know, time... I don't put a time frame on time, because time could be a year, could be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. However much time you need to heal is what it's going to take to do so. Just figured I'd throw that out there as well.
Trying
to get this all in. I'm also being shown that you're a very generous person, gracious, and you're also practical. But what's really cool with you, you're a very stylish person. Okay. Now, with this particular person, you need to be practical, I can't speak this evening, with respect and how you proceed regarding him. Just kind of keep that in the back of your head. And I also want to let you know that you will be meeting someone who's going to kind of help make your dreams come true. And that may be around fall time when that happens. Okay, I said what I had to say, and sorry, I know I started speaking quickly. I get kind of excited.
Thank you. You know, I
You're
lost
welcome.
my dog of 15 years.
I'm so sorry.
A few months. Yeah, I am too. And there has been a lot of sadness. And this guy brought, I can't figure it out, and I think I talked to Corinne the last time I called in about this too. I just can't figure any of that energy out. I don't know what happened. I don't know why I was so ripped up about this. And I'm busy with other men, you know, not intimately, but I'm out there. I'm out there.
Right.
But this guy, I don't know. I just wanted one last piece of the puzzle, you know, just to talk and, you know, whatever, you know, if it needed to be shifted into another level between us, that was fine. I just wanted that to happen. And
right.
He lives with his parents, you know, on a ranch. So he's not, I could call somebody that we mutually know and, you know, I could just kind of ask, you know, but I don't know. I wouldn't want word to get back that I was checking on him. And,
right.
You know, if he's choosing... Yeah, if he's choosing not to call me, then, you know, that, because he was always there for me. He was always calling me. He was always there at my house. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know. So
I feel that when he's ready, he will reach back out to you. And it's going to be basically, it's more like on his terms. When he's ready. He's not ready for some reason right now. He's not ready. But you will hear back from him.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to stalk him. Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
You shouldn't just, you know, keep moving forward and do what you're doing.
Right, right. Lisa, I want to tell you who your archangel, or not your archangel, but your angel is Ariel, which is A-R-I-E-L. So I want
you
to look up Ariel and see what she signifies, because I'm not sure right at the moment, but that's what I got for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Your generosity is just, I love this. Thank you very, very much. And I have I had a friend, a so-called friend, you know, she was going through similar stuff with her boyfriend, but yet, you know, the judgment was coming on me about this situation. And I said, you know, I'm not doing anything different than what you're doing. But people judge, you know, and I'm so surprised. You know, I think this is the... Yeah. the first time I've had this experience, so I don't know. It's just a little strange-o for me, but it is what it is. It's okay.
Yeah.
And you know what, Lisa? You're going to be fine. With or without him, you're going to be just fine.
Oh, God, no, I wasn't planning on making a permanent fixture.
No,
of him in my life.
I understand that. But the point I was trying to say was whether you hear back from him or not, either way, you're going to be fine. I think your energy is pretty darn incredible. It's pretty neat.
Aww.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, she is very cool.
I sense that and I feel that, and I'm digging it.
Well, I dig you too. I dig both of you.
Thanks, Lisa.
I bet you were a blessing in the hospital setting. That's for sure. You know, a real asset.
Yeah, totally.
I was 3 days late when I was born. I was ended up being a tax deduction for my parents because I was born on December 31st.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess you could say I was kind of a blessing for them.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, you're welcome. And listen, keep in touch, please. I love to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I hope he's okay. He's not dead or anything, is he? He's not
I don't
passed.
Think, no, I don't think he's dead. I think that there's just some kind of... I don't want to say that it just seems like a struggle for some reason with him. I don't know what the struggle is, and I'm not sure the particulars, but he's okay. But just keep reaching out to him. Don't stalk him, but obviously it's okay if you keep reaching out to him, you know?
Oh, really? I didn't want to scare him, you know, like stalking me, you know?
No. I think that's okay. He's just, like I said, he's going through something on his own right now, and it's like he can't avoid it, and he doesn't want you to be part of it. Let's put it that way, you know?
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Lisa. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
This is pleasure is all mine. Thank you both. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Eat goals. Thank you.
Yeah, she's a cool lady, you know.
I really do dig her energy. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I feel her pain because, believe me, I've been through the same friggin' thing, so I know what she's feeling, you know what I mean? Okay,
yep.
So let me see. We have 757, who's Miss Rachel. Hello, Miss Rachel.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I miss you.
I miss you.
Anyways, would you like a reading?
Yeah, I don't have, like, a question or anything.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let me just shuffle my cards here for you, Miss Rachel. And let's see where we go. Now the other thing, Rachel, is that we're gonna kind of kidnap you. You didn't know this. I set it up.
Okay.
But we're gonna kind of kidnap you, and we're gonna keep you on this phone too. After I, you know, give a reading and Corinne gives you your angel and what have you. And you're going to help us with readings. What do you think of them, Apple?
Rachel, you don't have to do that.
No.
You don't have to.
No. I'm not going to give readings tonight.
Oh, bummer.
I tried.
Bummer. All right.
But in the future, Rachel will join me. I know she will.
Yeah, I know. So I've been, like, doing TikTok lately, and I've, like, filmed, like, a bunch of content today. So I've, like, done, like, 10 readings today or something like that.
Oh, my gosh, honey. Holy cow. Yeah. You must be exhausted. That's a lot to do in one day. My goodness me.
Yeah, she's been Rachel, I have to thank you for putting all the content that you've been putting in Awakening Ophelia, because that's huge. And she's been putting, I don't know if you're in Awakening Ophelia, Diane, a lot, but Rachel's been putting excellent information and readings in that group. So if you guys aren't part of Awakening Ophelia on Facebook, get to be part of it, because Rachel's giving a lot of good information, pointers, tips on how to connect and all that. So you guys join us there if you would like. You can get into the group and just enjoy everything that all of us have to offer there, including some free readings at times. And Rachel's information is awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so good job, Rachel. So proud of you. First thing I'm getting for you, Rachel, is that you need to start setting your concerns for now aside, and know that you can make a decision later. I'm also being shown that there's going to be solutions that are going to come from your meditation, so start paying attention. I'm also being shown that you are not getting enough sleep. And
yeah.
You need to stop that, and you need to start getting some proper sleep. So you need to get more sleep, and if there's a way that you can, take a vacation, whether it's a short one for a weekend or what have you, but you need a break. Okay?
Yeah.
You're another one who's just very dependable. You're another one who also has an awesome sense of humor. You're a lot of fun. A lot of fun. When you're not tired. Sorry, just thought I'd throw that in there. Your kindness to others is next to none. I don't think people realize, you know, what a sweet and kind person you really are. And I also see that sometimes some people take advantage of that as well. So that's something I want you to pay attention and start changing. Because those people that do that are the ones that I call energy psychic vampires, ones that just kind of like to drain you. Now, the other thing that's really cool is that, Rachel, I don't know what year you were born, and I don't know too much about this, and I keep saying I'm going to look into this more, and I have yet to do so, so bad on me. But I'm being shown that either it is you or your child that is an indigo, or possibly both. Okay? So just kind of pay attention to that and, you know, look up more information on that. I'm sorry that I kind of wish I knew more, but I don't. So my apologies. Sorry, honey. But the other thing I'm also being shown is for you to start getting advice from someone professional, and that's also objective, that you're going to, you know. And the other thing I see for you is also you're another one that's in kind of like this unemotional relationship.
Well, in the meantime, let me tell you who your angel is, Rachel.
Okay.
Your angel is Azariel, A-Z-A-R-I-E-L, Azariel. Oh, shit.
That's a good angel.
Guess what this angel does? Causes the destruction and hindrances of buildings, fountains, wells, gold mines, and the flight of creeping things. Begets discord.
Well, I mean, that can kind of describe me lately. So,
oh my gosh! I'm just gonna throw one last thing out there for you, out to you, Rachel, and just know that you know that I love you to bits. Know that you're gonna win in the end, and that there's gonna be some fair and objective decisions that are gonna be made. And I am done. I don't know if Corrine has anything that she'd like to add to this, but I love you, girl, and I miss you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Noel, no, I just want to add that, Rachel, you're growing in leaps and bounds. Like, you really
were about
are.
To say browns, weren't you, Chlorine?
Browns.
Leaps and browns.
No, I mean, you really are, and I hope you recognize that within yourself and you realize that we don't really need so many people on the outside as we need to be connected to our inside. And I think you know that, and you are going to be, like, you just can't even imagine what your future is going to be like. And I see totally you opening up right now, and keep opening up, and just trust that everything is going as it is meant to go. And listen to your heart. Listen to your soul star, like you posted the other day. Soul stars. And listen to that and just trust it. And that's all I'm saying. Trust it, you know?
Allow yourself to be the beautiful you that you already are, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, right. I've been like, that's like, I feel kind of bad, but that's like a little bit why I've been like really hard to like get a hold of. Because like, I kind of, like, from time to time, I just go into hermit mode because like, I don't know. Sometimes I think it can be a little unhealthy if I do it for too long, but I'm really good about going within, and sometimes I can stay there for too long. So I'm trying to do stuff, so I'm, like, trying to get my shit together. But, yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You are going to get your shit together. Everything takes time. But you're gonna rock it, girl, and you're gonna blow it out of the water. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it right
there. It's true. It's true. And the thing is, when you got to get your shit together, at least you have shit to get together, right?
Right.
So,
right.
About that. Yeah. So, you know, we're here. We love you, and you're gonna be freaking phenomenal. And we're all friends with you. So remember that when you get to be where you're going. Remember that.
Yes, remember us little peons over here, girlfriend.
I don't know if I'm, like, going anywhere, but thank you.
You know what? Start having some more faith in yourself, honey.
Yeah.
And start giving
yeah.
yourself a lot more credit than what you do.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
And know that you have a bunch of us that stand behind you 100%. And are there for you no matter what,
right.
forever
right.
and
no.
always.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to cry, and I'm not going to do that. Oh, boy.
I appreciate you, Rachel, very much. So appreciate yourself, too. You know what I mean? Like Diana's saying. And listen, you got all of us to get through this shit with you, so don't be afraid to reach out either, you know?
Thank you.
That's right. You're welcome.
Yes.
That's because we love yous.
We love you.
I appreciate it very much.
Rachel, I'm so glad
okay.
that you called in. It was so good to hear your voice, honey.
Yeah, it was good to hear you reading. It's been a really long time.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk again
okay.
real soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you, Rachel, I'll talk to you after the show, so be around, please, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, thanks. She's a sweetheart, you know, I love her.
Yeah, I know, I love her to bits, I always have.
Like, if I had a daughter, it would be Rachel. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we have 630. Who do we have at 630? Hello? Hello? Nope. Okay, I'll get back to you, 630. Okay, so we have 602320. Who's this?
Hello, this is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Evelyn. I've got the giggles now after that last caller not responding, so please forgive me.
That's okay. You guys are good to laugh. That's what helps us get through all this.
This is true.
Yep. Humor's our savior sometimes.
Yeah. And how may we help you, Evelyn?
Well, whatever you're picking up, but it could be along the lines of J-O-B.
Okay.
I'm just really frustrated at my job right now. It's just like, ugh.
Gotcha. All right, bear with me here, Evelyn. Just reshuffling my cards, my dear.
You bet.
I don't know if Corrine has Corrine, you have an angel for Evelyn?
Yes, I do, Evelyn.
Yay.
And, you know, actually, okay. I landed on Michael, Archangel Michael.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's so much you can look up about Archangel Michael, but know that he's with you, and you can call on him and all that. You can call on any angel you want, but, I mean, Michael's pretty cool to have, you know?
Right.
Michael rocks. He rocks.
Yeah, he's a good one. I do talk to him a lot.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun, actually, to talk to. Okay, so first thing I'm being shown for you is basically for you to review the past as well as the present and know that that there's a plan for a bright new future for you. You need to start understanding what your life purpose is, and that's a goal that you need to kind of start focusing in. If you don't already know what it is, I want you to start, you know, working on that. But the other thing is that you also need to start releasing some judgments of yourself as well as some others, okay? I feel that you tend to be a little harsh on yourself. Stop it. I do see some plans that are going to work out perfectly for you. And that there's going to be some amazing ideas that are going to kind of lead to some rewards and possibly some accommodations for you. I also see that your gratitude, you have a lot of gratitude for the blessings in your life right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more to come. I see you making a, you know, basically planning your next steps with an eye on the long term. But you also need to have some patience and know that there's good things that are going to be coming your way. So if you haven't already started, you know, focusing in, I know that you're not happy with the job that you're at. So I don't know if maybe there might be a position, a step up from what you're doing, or possibly something completely different outside of the company or the people that you work for now.
I want something different. Actually, you know, my position right now, they had a position open and I didn't apply for it.
Right.
And, but somebody else did, but that person kind of like not around to fulfill their obligation. So they came back to me and go, okay, so we're going to put you in that position. I'm like, no, I don't really want it. But I mean, maybe pays 50 cents more an hour, but you get a lot more headaches with it. And I've done that position before for years, but I kind of stepped down for it because I didn't really like, first of all, the management that I'm under control of, but it's like, but she just put me there because they know I can do the job and
right.
They're kind of like at a loss. They have nobody else. So it's like, here, we'll just give it to you. And I'm like, well, I didn't really want it because I didn't apply for it, but
right.
I'll do it.
But they stuck you there anyways. Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I want you to know that you have the freedom to go in any direction that you want to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's stopping you. The only person that can stop you would be you.
Right.
Okay. I do see, you know, some good things coming your way. But you also need to start implementing some things too.
I don't know what it is I need to implement. I mean, I'm racking my brain as which route to go. I never find
right,
that stepping stone.
Right. Yeah, and that's what you need to do. That's where you know that's where you finding your you know understanding what your life purpose needs to be. Once you do, once you have an idea, that'll help set you in the right direction of where you need to go. But regardless, you're so versatile and so open that you can go in any direction that you'd like to go. So
you know,
I
believe that. But
yeah,
there's a part of me in my head that goes, I'm at that age now where, you know, I'm no spring chicken, so it's kind
of
like
what?
On your phone.
None of us are, and stop that thinking, please.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what kind of keeps me in my tracks without getting
off.
Yeah,
no. Start thinking outside of the box and knock that thought out of the equation.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I don't know, Corrine, what are you getting?
I'm getting the third eye on you, and I don't know if you've ever tried to do things like this. Have you ever felt like that you were connected in some other way? Or, you know, because I don't know why I'm seeing a third eye on your forehead here.
I mean, so I have been told about, you know, I have the third eye, but I'm like, am I missing something? Because I think some things I just know, but I don't know that I just know that. You're part of something, but you don't even realize that you're different, but you are.
Yeah. Right. You know, you could definitely, if you felt like it, you could enhance this, nurture this, make this grow if you want to, because it's definitely in your... It's in your body here. I see it clearly on your forehead. The fact that that's there means that you can connect very well. Because, listen, some of us, like, work toward being psychic and other things, and the third eye is not really there until we kind of polish it up and uncover it. But yours is prominent right now. So I think if you just try to, for instance, I'm just throwing a couple things out there for you to do. Meditate for starters, and you don't have to meditate long. It could be 5 minutes a day. Listen to what you're hearing, asking questions to the other realm of writing down the answers that you hear. And a lot of times you're going to hear answers that you think you're providing. But
right,
you got to trust that what you're hearing is actually coming from them. You might think it's coming from you, but trust that it is actually coming from spirit. So I think that that's one of your big things, is that you have to trust what you're getting. That's overall in your life, okay? But I mean, as far as the third eye is going, you can definitely enhance that and start to use it for your, you know, for the betterment of your life. So I hope that you do dive into that and try to, you know, kind of spruce it up and get it going so you can, you know, carry your life forward.
Do you think it's something that you have to, like, go and, like, take a class on or go to somewhere where they can educate me a little bit more on it? Or, like, yourself?
Well,
like,
I would say not necessarily. Like, I've taken a bunch of classes to get to be a certified psychic medium. Like, I had to take a bunch of classes. But I don't think that's necessarily, you know, it doesn't have to be done like that. You don't have to take classes and spend all this money. I'm actually, if you're friends with me on Facebook, I'm actually going to be giving classes on this type of thing. My name is Corrine DeWinter on Facebook, so I'm going to be giving classes that are practically free. It's like $5 or something like that. But anyway, so if you want to connect with me there, I'm going to be doing this in the next couple months. And, you know, I don't think you need that much help. I think that you just need to recognize that you have this ability and start paying attention, which is what we all have to do, really, but especially in your case. Just start paying attention to what you're getting, what you're noticing, the signs and symbols. There's a few tricks of the trade, but anyways, so So I want you to think about that seriously, though, because that's like part of your, like I said, your body, your emotional body, your spirit body, your human body. That's part of you. So I would, like, take advantage of that if I were you.
Would Reiki be part of this third eye thing, too, or is that something separate?
Well, Reiki could be part of it, yes. I mean, you would be,
absolutely.
If you have the third eye, you would be good at Reiki. You would be very good at it. So that
because I do have Reiki 1 and 2, and I was wondering if that's something I should kind of like deep, you know, dip my toes in that.
Right.
If you feel
led
to dip your toes in that, then do it. There's a reason why there's a reason why you were led to do the Reiki 1 and the Reiki 2.
I did that like about 20 years ago, and I still have yet to do anything about it. And I think it's just because life has just, you know, has taken a hold of where I was 20 years ago and where I am today is a lot of stuff in between.
Then jump back into it.
Yeah, I would.
Well, you say a lot of good things coming. In what retrospect is that meaning, like a new job or a new career, a new...
Definitely. No, definitely there's going to be a new career, a new career coming your way.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Because I've been at this job for almost 17 years, and I've been looking for, I've probably been wanting something different for the last 10, so.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was like, you know, kids, finances, money, you know, just kind of like insurance, you know, kind of like, you know, you got bills to pay. You kind of don't want to, you're kind of afraid to step out of your security line.
Sure.
I know,
but
sometimes we have to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to step out of our, you know, comfort zone in order to break through and something else.
That's not to say to, you know, leave this job now. Make sure you have something to go to. Make sure that you have something lined up.
When you're in a job and, you know, you go out of your way and you help them out, and like now with them just putting me in that position, I said, yeah, I'd help them out. But then they do something like they do that and then they like make me work night shifts when I have so much seniority comparing to everybody else. Why am I working a night shift?
Right.
And yet my boss will put me on a night shift and then expect me to do their job for them because they don't have enough people to cover them. And it's like, okay, so
let's flip this around a little bit and let's turn this, what you see as a negative, into a positive. So you're put on night shift. Is it second shift that you're doing?
It's like a 2 to 10 shift.
Okay. So, like I said, let's put a little spin and a little positive spin on this. So that gives you the daytime. Now, granted, of course, you're going to, you know, sleep a little bit, but I'm sure that you get up, you know, at a certain time, a little earlier, whatever. So that gives you time. You start, you know, looking for another position, applying for other jobs. That leaves you some time open to be able to set up interviews.
Right. True that.
So
yeah.
there's a positive spin on that.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess I was so busy being annoyed.
being
I didn't want to think positive. I just want to go, rawr.
I get it. And it's so easy to do, really.
It is
so easy to do.
Because it's like, you're hurting my feelings now. You're taking advantage of me.
Yeah,
and totally. You know what? At one time or another, we've all done it. But sometimes it does take someone else to, you know, kind of stick that little birdie in your ear and say, "Hey, turn it around.
It's all
turn
good.
It into a positive." Yeah,
you're right.
You know, and make it work for you.
Right,
right.
Evelyn,
and there you go.
Evelyn, I want to tell you who your angel is. It's Daniel. So look up the angel Daniel and what he represents.
Daniel, okay.
And I also want to tell you, who's the other Evelyn in your life? Was it somebody in your family?
Well, when you said Daniel, that was my brother.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
But he's passed on.
Okay.
But there, I don't know
so
of any other Evelyn.
I had that song. Oh, my God, I had that song pop into my head when Corrine said it, and I'm over here giggling at myself because I always get songs that pop in there. But the song that popped into my head when Corrine said that was, Daniel, my brother, and I was going to start singing it, but I'm like, no, Diane, shut up. Don't interrupt.
Right. Yeah, I have a brother, Danny, that passed away when he was in his late 20s. So it was been, but that was like 30 years ago, so it's been a while.
Well, I think he's still present, though. You know what I mean, Evelyn? I see someone in your family, and I don't know if it was your grandmother, but she also had a gift, and I don't know if you knew this, but somebody had
a gift. You know what?
My
mom did tell me one of my grandmothers, I think, told her that when a flower or something fell off of her bouquet, she said that she would have a couple kids pass away, and they did. Because the flowers fell off her bouquet, and she's, you know, anyway. I think my grandmother was, but I haven't talked too much about my mother about that, but, you know, because my mom's 85 now, so, I mean, that was back in the day. But I do remember her making that comment, that she would say a couple things like that.
Right. So I think she also had the gift. So you might want to look into that a little bit more. Ask your mom some questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
do dream things that come true.
Yeah. So that's the beginning.
I dream things that come true, but at the time, I'm not aware that it's what it is until after it comes true. And I went, oh, my God, that what that dream meant.
Right. So you need to start paying more attention, Evelyn. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I want you to report back to us and tell me what, you know, after you delve into this stuff and do a little more research and actually, and you know, try to nurture what you have available to you right now, I want to hear back from you, and I want to hear what happens with this, because maybe I'll have you on this show one day, I hope. You know?
There you go. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get in touch with you on Facebook and do that.
Yeah. And then I'll know who you are, and then we can connect that way too. You know what I mean? Because I do want to do this kind of class thing that I have in my mind, you know? So yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, I'll work on it, and then I'll get in touch with you on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you so much, Evelyn.
Oh, you're welcome. No, thank you.
Sir.
I appreciate the reading, ladies.
Sir, take it easy.
Oh, okay. I will. Only because you said so. I will get myself in a wad. Tis.
Okay. Well, talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I just want to tell everyone that's in chat, if you guys want to hear the rest of the show, you have to call in. And the call-in number is 818-369-0327. So if you want to hear the rest of the show, you must call in 818-369-0327. And I appreciate all of you for being here tonight. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so the next caller, let me see who we have here. Evelyn's fun. Okay, 434. Who do we have at 434?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
Pretty good. My name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Khalil?
Pretty good. Hey,
good.
I haven't been feeling I've been feeling subconscious about myself, and I've been wanting to be somebody else a lot. And I feel like I'm the only vulnerable person that's a male that, you know, reacts to pain and reacts to different colors and things like a baby. And I used to have a counselor that would help me out sometimes physically, and sometimes, like when I was crying, she physically helped me. And I'm...
All right, I just cut that person off because I think it was a troll. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If it wasn't, I'm sorry, but I had to cut that person off. Okay. Okay. So the next caller we have is 973. 973?
Hi, Kareem. Hi, Diane.
Hey. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Jackie.
Yeah. Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hello?
What's going on, Jackie?
Hold on. As soon as I got on the phone, it started breaking up. I don't understand that. I want to see if you can make a connection to the other side.
Okay.
I actually, Corinne, you know which Jackie it is?
Yeah, Jackie, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, my phone broke up for a moment, so I wasn't sure if you actually heard me. Yeah, I'm kind of concerned, not in a bad way. I just recently started speaking to my two brothers, although they're still not speaking with each other. And I don't know what to do in terms of moving forward. If I could, I don't want to let my guard down, but I am trying to practice forgiveness, but I have to do it cautiously. So I want to see what you get from the other side.
Mm. Okay. I'm feeling, Jackie, like, you know, Diane, I know you probably have something too. I'm feeling, Jackie, like both of your mother and father, and especially your father, is saying, give them a chance, but you're moving ahead cautiously, like you should, okay? But your father's saying something about that they've changed, or there's something about them that they've changed their way of being. Like, I don't know, is there a change in both of them in some instance, or some way that they have changed or professed to change?
Yeah, well, my brother, the one that first betrayed me, and like, he disappointed me really bad when everything started after my mother died. Like, I did not expect for him to do it. Now, his change is that I could see where he, you know, he's trying to get closer to God. He's going to church. He, you know, we're able to talk a little bit about spirituality, and he seems, you know, to be trying to walk through his problems. I don't discuss details of finances about this state with him because I do have to go back to court with him, and I expect him to do the right thing if and when that happens. The other brother, on the other hand, I can't say, I don't know if there's a positive change in him, because he went from one extreme recently, one extreme to being okay, to the next extreme of being kind of nasty towards me in a text, and then he turned around and then he was nice again. So I don't know what to make of it. I just know that I have to move forward with what I got to do, and which I should, but I'm still also trying to practice forgiveness at the same time.
I guess before starting things over again, I just want to say something. Jackie, have you been dealing with headaches?
Have
Diane,
I what?
Diane, you're a little bit muffled right now. It's like, can you talk clearer into the phone?
Find out if Jackie has been dealing with some headaches.
Yeah, because you're chopping up.
Like, I had COVID in December, and every once in a while I do get the headaches over my eyes. I had some issues with my eyes.
Yeah, because I'm feeling it. I am feeling it. That's why I wanted to just kind of jump in there real quick. I can see some important life-changing events coming your way, Jackie. I'm also seeing there's some opposing goals that are rising from the
I can't really hear her.
Okay, my phone may be going, so I may have to end.
You might, well, why don't you end and call back right away, because you can't call back if it's like 5 minutes from now, so you have to do it now.
Okay. All right. All right, bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, yeah, Jackie, the thing is, you're going to do what you're doing, okay? You're going to move forward with this regardless if you're talking to your brothers or not. And you've mm-hmm. already decided on the decisions you're going to make and how to execute this thing. So regardless if you're talking to them or not, you're going to move ahead with this. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This is over 10 years, Kareen, and my life savings. You know?
Right, right. So, I mean, they, you know, even if they maybe want to get in on whatever you're doing, they can't, okay? You have it set already. You have it legally set right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I have to do my paperwork. And, you know, I've been working from home. And it's just been a lot all at one time. You know, like
sure.
when I want to wrap my mind around it, it's like after I'm done work and I'm just like emotionally tired and drained. But
yeah,
I need to move forward because, you know, like my husband is antsy. You know, it causes stress for me at home. I want to move out of my apartment, you know, move into the house, you know. I just
yeah.
want to get everything settled.
So, I mean, you know, I think one of your brothers, at least one of your brothers has good intentions. Like, he just
mm-hmm.
wants to reconnect with you. I don't know about
mm-hmm.
the other one. But you know,
well, the other one was the one that made the mess, him and the sister.
Okay.
So he's going to be he's going to be bitter regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind
right.
of feel bad for him, but at the same time, I can't be a fool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's see what Diane has in the angel card or whatever she's doing to tell you. Diane, are you there? Diane? Diane?
She started breaking up as soon as I got on the phone. And, you know, Karina, I tried to email her earlier because I had looked at the show from earlier. And when I read her bio, it resonated with me. And the email wouldn't go through. The email wouldn't go through.
Oh, shoot.
And then now I get on the phone with her and everything is cutting up. And I've been here for the longest.
Yeah, that's weird. Diane, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, good, good, good.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Hello.
Hello.
What I was trying to say before was that I saw some, Jackie, with some important life-changing events happening. The other thing is that I'm also seeing some opposing goals that arise from the difference of opinions, which is probably what you're having with your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I also see you feeling at odds with yourself as well as others. But the thing that I do see that I thought was pretty cool was that I do see that dreams are going to be fulfilled and wishes are going to be coming true for you. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and to try and do something for the, you know, for those migraines that you get, because oof, I could feel that bad before.
Yeah.
And
now
start trusting yourself.
Okay.
Start trusting yourself and start embracing your true purpose in life. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the Korean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay, Diane. That's okay. Jackie, I just feel like you're doing the right thing. You're moving ahead. You're going to do this. You're going to move into the house. It's going to be a very good thing for you to do that. And somehow you have to forgive, but obviously not exactly forget what this brother did to you. Like, I have the same situation kind of going on with myself right now. And it's like, I will forgive you, but I can't let you exactly run over me. I know what you're about, and I can't let you do that to me. You know what I mean? So that's where you're at, I think. But everything else, you're doing things as you are meant to, and you have the right to do. Can I ask you something, Jackie? Is there like green glass in that house that you're moving into? Like your mother had green glass or something she collected, like green glass or old green glass? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, she had a lot of glass. She had a lot of mirrors. Oh, she had. Wow, that's kind of. I mean, there were some things that were boxed up that I haven't seen in years that are like in the closet. There might be green glass in there because she did have a lot of mirrors, a lot of glass, a lot of figurines, and a lot of things. I don't know what my brother had gotten rid of because everything that's in the boxes, I haven't unpacked them. And he was boxing everything up to just sell it.
Wow.
I mean, like, he got rid of heirlooms, and, I mean, he was just, like, selling it for nothing. It didn't make sense.
These are things that
you would pass down or give to someone when they got married or, you know, I don't know. I probably, maybe one day open the box and see it there, you know, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
What's the significance of the glass?
No, I'm just saying that if you do get the house and you unpack things, put that stuff out for her, you know, for other people to enjoy and yourself to enjoy. Saying that, puts the stuff out there so people can see it. And she wants you to enjoy the glass. That's what I'm hearing. You know what I mean? But, you know,
She had beautiful, beautiful china and things from England. But wait a minute. She does have like a break front that she had a lot of glass in, and it had like this backing of like green velvet. I don't know if that's like all her. I guess the glass would look green if you look at it. If it was all back on display, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Like my mom was big into that. That French provincial and Victorian style furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's covered
right
now.
Right. Jackie, I wish that I could, like, just give you a carefree existence right now. I wish I could put a magic wand to you and just say, it's all light and it's all bright and it will be okay. But it is, and I want you to know that, Jackie. You have it within your realm to have a peaceful, loving existence right now. And sometimes we have to excuse people for what they did to us, especially our family. So I want you to try to understand that. And I know you do. You're very mindful and you're very soulful. I understand that.
That's why I haven't done the paperwork yet. My husband is getting angry at me now. He's like, if this is not over, I want my money back and forget about it, just sell the house. And he knows deep down he don't want us to sell the house. I've just been trying to, like, I feel like I have to know within myself when is the right time and what's the right thing to do. Like, I can't have any mistakes in anything else that I move forward in.
Right. Yeah, but it is time to move forward. Your husband's right about that. It's like, listen, you're taking care of yourself right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, I mean, I want you to understand that. It's like you're not trying to, you know, stop things for your brothers. You're not trying to maneuver things to help them. You're helping yourself right now, and that's what you should do, you know?
Right. I am doing that because, like, I don't know where my sister is, and somehow I have to find or send her mailing, and I don't know where she is. There's one, the sister that set my brothers up against me, no one knows where she is right now. I heard
okay.
She could have gotten married. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, just move forward with the plans that you have and do it. Just do it. And let the chips fall where they may, but most of all, you're going to be happier. You know what I mean? You're going to have more, like, loving energy around you, everything. So, I mean, I want you to realize that and to not delay it, you know?
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. It does make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, my husband think I'm afraid of them. It's not that I'm afraid of them. It's just, I just couldn't wrap my mind around it. Like, right now, I'm trying to, I want to, like, put all my stuff in order. I have it. Just put it in order. Make a copy of this. Make a copy of that. Do the spreadsheet. Write my narrative. This is what I want to happen. That's what I want to happen. You know, and submit the stuff to the attorney. Get a court date. Go and do what I have to do and get it over and done with. But then I know I have a calculating person who no one has heard from. And I don't know, maybe that's where my fear comes into play. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. It's not easy. I know that. It's not easy. But I just think that you moving forward is going to put everything else into place the way it should be. That's what I feel, you know? Yeah. And Jackie, you want me to tell you who your angel is?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. Okay. So it's Mizrael, that's M-I-Z-R-A-E-L, Mizrael. So look him up, see what he means. That's interesting.
Almost like Michael, right?
Yeah, almost like Michael. Yep. Mizrael. Yep. Wow.
Now, is Diane still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Oh, you know, I was reading your bio. I'm sorry, Corrine. Did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
And you were talking about your situation with after your mother passed.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it's after my mother passed that I was forced into going within and, you know, becoming more spiritually minded.
Yeah.
Not on a religious sense, because before she passed, I never would have thought to even talk to a medium, because I was on a completely different track at that time.
Right.
And, you know, what made you know when you were ready and you were confident to even do what you're doing now?
You know, it's funny. I actually had always had experiences. My mom was fully aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept the stuff to myself. You know, the only people that actually the only person knew was my mother, you know. It wasn't until after my mother passed that I kind of threw myself back into everything again. And I finally found the courage to come out and let everybody know. Because I was just like, you know, this is who I've always been. This is me. It doesn't matter what other people think. you know, and they're either going to like me or they're not. And if they don't, that's okay, because I'm still the same person I was when, you know, they met me years ago. I haven't changed. It was just stuff that they just didn't know. And I was really, really, really pleased and surprised by the response that I did receive from people who had known me for a very long time but didn't know of my history. And that surprised me because I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to be shunned, and I was prepared for that. But that's not what I got. I got the complete opposite.
And see, asking this for a reason, because it was funny, because when I read it and I was thinking of my relationship or how I came really in contact with Kareen and our conversation and the whole thing with your father, Kareen.
Yeah.
And don't repeat it. You already know it. I don't want you to repeat, right? But what I picked up at that time, even though it was really a tough time for me as well, was like I heard my father talking to me then. And today when I read Diane's bio, because I just happened to open up the webpage, and as soon as the heart opened up, right, I had to read the rest of the page. I heard my mother. Like, I waited for this show for hours. The only reason why I wasn't on earlier was because I was talking to my brother. And I said, I had to get on this show tonight just to ask you that. Because it was like I heard my father, message from my father when I first came in. I think the first time I spoke to you, Kareen. And then reading your bio, it just seemed like it was, it sounds so similar to what started to happen with me when my mother passed.
Yeah.
And so like I'm at a place right now where I'm still trying to I'm trying to keep my composure because I do want to move forward now. But so much is still happening at the same time. That's the real reason why, you know, I had to ask that question because I'm trying. My mother knew. I know that my mother knew certain things about me that no one else knew, and I just can't understand why she doesn't come directly to me.
She will, and she's not at the moment. Well, I shouldn't say she's not. She's gonna. Kind of sitting back a little bit because you still have some things that you need to kind of some excess baggage you still need to release.
Okay.
And once you do, then you'll start noticing it's not that she hasn't tried, she has. I think you have just been so focused in on life itself.
Mm-hmm.
That you're missing it, okay? But once you start really, really doing what you want to do spiritually and start really honing in on it is when you'll start getting the messages that you're looking for from her. You'll be more open to it is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Just know that she is around you.
Mm-hmm.
She's around you. There's no doubt that she's around you. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she starts coming to you in your dreams. And, if pay attention to your dreams. If it seems that the dream that you're having is felt so real and it's vivid that you remember it, know that was a true visitation from her.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Listen, Jackie, I have the same problem with my mother. It's like I know she comes to me, and I even felt her hug me tight one night. But it's like I feel like I can't get enough of her. I can't get enough messages from her, you know, so I understand that. It's like I think it's a natural thing with mothers and daughters that...
Agreed.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a natural thing. But, you know, I know she's with you. There's no doubt in my mind she's with you, like Diane said.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient and, you know, she's going to show you things, and they are in the most subtle ways at times. They're not. It's not like a big... Not like she's going to call you on the phone. Like, I asked my mother to call me on the phone when she died. She never called me. But, I mean...
my mother called me. That's hilarious.
She did?
Yes, more than once. And it wasn't until I moved that they stopped, and I was so upset, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, I guess she doesn't know the number. But we celebrated her birthday twice, and there's a story behind that. But the birthdays were two days apart, okay? And I was so upset because
I don't know why this
stopped.
Baby is up. Excuse me.
But she called me again for the last time on both her birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time that I got the phone calls from her at the new place that I was at. Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
There's a couple of times that I know that I dreamed her. I know she was there, but she didn't, like, really let me see her. But I know she was in, whether in the room or to the side of me. But I couldn't make full sense of the dream. But... You know, my father transitioned 16 years before my mother, and I used to, like, get him so vividly. Like, I used to pass on a message to my mother. And so she knows that. And I used to have very vivid dreams and lucid dreams. And then when my mother passed, it stopped. So lately I've been dreaming again, but it hasn't been, like, really about her. It's just been, like, little bits and pieces of things that I can't make sense of. But, I mean, I know I've had her in a dream, but she's never, like, shown me herself and just talked directly to me. So that it was kind of odd why, you know, for me it was odd because she knows that I used to get, like, just as clear dreams from my father. And whenever I would garden for her or plant flowers for her, because she used to love for me to do that, and I still love going over there and working on the outside of the house.
Right.
And I really want to get in on the inside and do it and find those green glasses, too.
Yeah.
Because you got to be there in the boxes, you know?
Yeah.
Be patient. Be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just be patient. And you know, try not to think too much into it. It's all going to come. And you know, just start paying attention. Some people are expecting to see, you know, something that's completely laid out. This is your so-and-so.
Right, no,
and that's
right. I understand what you're saying. The first year I was finding the peanuts in my potted plants. My mother used to do that. Peanuts in a shell. And I'm like, I just want this soil. This was brand new soil. How did the peanut get in the brand new soil? And I would just have to laugh because
cool.
I used to do that, you know, but I haven't
that's
in a long
so cool.
time.
Yeah.
That's
but
neat. I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time, ladies.
Yeah, Jackie, I want you to take it easy and understand to trust yourself, and you are doing the right thing. That's what I want to say to you, and I love you. I love you so much.
No, I love you too.
I know.
Jackie,
I know you.
It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Namaste, ladies.
You have a good one, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
I love Jackie. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honey, I'm going to need to go.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Way past,
okay.
Way past.
Right.
But, yeah.
I know.
I really enjoyed meeting Jackie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give a couple more readings without you, but then that's fine. But, Diane, I so much appreciate you being here tonight and everything you've done. And, you guys, you can check out Diane and get one of her full readings, which is always way better than getting a half reading or a mini reading here. You go to DianeHamiltonPsychicMedium.com, check her out, make an appointment, and you guys will be very happy with that. Diane, I love you, and thank you so much for being here tonight.
I love you too, Corrine, and thank you so much for having me. And I really did enjoy speaking and meeting everyone tonight on your
sure.
show. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I'm sending many, many blessings to everyone out there.
Yeah. Thank you, Diane. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay. So I'm going to give a couple more readings. Now we have 845. Let's see who's at 845. 845.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, Corrine. How are you? It's Catherine from New
sure.
York.
How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you. Hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. So is this Katie or... Who is this?
Yeah, Catherine's my full name. Sometimes I say Katie, sometimes I feel like Catherine.
Right. Okay, so Katie, what can I do for you?
I was wondering in terms of work, if you see Bruce or Joseph working with me, perhaps?
It's Bruce. You know why I know that? Because I had a vision last night of a Bruce, and I said, so what is this Bruce doing? And they said, he's very helpful. So this is why I know it's for you, because before I start to give reading to people, things come through. Okay, so this is for you. You asked me about Bruce. Bruce is going to be helpful to you.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a gift. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, so, Katie, so you're concerned about your work environment or, you know, what
yeah.
is it exactly?
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
I'd like to get, you know, things on track, everything, you know, because of COVID was, you know, put off. But even before that, too, it was a little bit difficult, but... Yeah, I just want to get things moving forward for 2021. You know, just mobility, really. Everything just feels so stagnant.
It does. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I think Bruce is going to be the one that is going to help you. So have you connected with him? And, you know, I'm not sure what you've done so far.
I have connected with him, and he seems nice. I don't know, like, totally yet if he'd be willing, you know, like, I haven't presented him, you know, oh, let's do this yet. I've just been kind of building a rapport, I'd say, you know, and just trying to build a relationship to see if he would want to, you know, partner up with me or, like you said, be helpful. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I haven't, like, outright asked, is, I guess, what I'm trying
right.
to say. Yeah.
Okay. I would ask him and just present your best case to him about how you need help and all that. And I do think he's going to be helpful to you. So, I mean, I would do that for starters, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And do you want me to tell you who your angel is?
Oh, I would love that. Yes, please. I love angels. I speak to them a lot.
Okay, good, good. So this is, okay, so I'm going to spell it out for you because I think it's pronounced Nithail. It's N-I-T, like in Tom, H-A-E-L. Nithail, Nithail. Yeah. So look that up and see what he kind of can do for you, and maybe you can commune with him more for the help of you looking for a perfect job or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I love that.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're so sweet, Katie. I love you. You know what I mean? You're so
I
sweet.
Love you, too. You're sweet and wise and just a wonderful human being. You have great energy. I thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh, geez, thank you. Geez, thanks.
Yes, we need
Let
people like you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let us know what happens in the future. I look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you. Much
Bless
love
you.
To you and Bless you. Thank you.
You too. Okay. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yes. Thank
okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Such sweet people. Okay. So let me see. 630, are you going to talk now? Oh, wait a minute. 630, you're not even wanting to talk. Is that correct? Sorry. Okay. So I put them back on hold. Okay. So I have, let me see who I have here. I have 856. 856. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Doing great. A little chaos, but a lot of stuff has been happening to me today for some reason. I don't know why, like with your electronic stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Not unusual, right?
Yeah, I can't even get into my Facebook stuff.
Oh,
that's kind of weird.
Okay, so let me tell
you. I was thinking about a change,
it.
So I guess I got to change that too. A new change.
Yeah, I got to change. I know, right? Change. It's like everything changes all the time, and I can't stand it. But, I mean, I know that change is necessary. But let me tell you who your angel is before I forget here. So it's Ms. Rael, and that is M-I-Z-R-A-E-L, Ms. Rael. So look that up after we get off the phone and see what he is the angel of, and maybe you can call on him to help you in this situation. Ms. Rael, yeah. So that's your angel. Okay, so how can I help you otherwise?
After that happened, just now, right before I got a hold of you, somebody came in my mind trying to tell me something about this or blocking me or for the new change, I guess, or is he the new change for a relationship that he's trying to steer me to go that way, if that makes sense, to
right.
go overseas.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Now,
to tell you the truth, he don't communicate with me right now.
Right. So, I mean, do you think that, I mean, you know, listen, it's hard to know when to let go of somebody because we have all this history, we have all this stuff that we want to hold on to, and I'm the queen of holding on to stuff that doesn't work anymore. I'm the queen of that, believe me.
Yeah, I let that go, and...
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea what the hell he's trying to do.
Right. So what are you about right now? So what's the issue right now?
The issue right now, I'm fine by myself right now and doing my thing, and then like H double hockey sticks. What the heck? If that makes sense. Two steps forward, two steps backwards, if that makes sense.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. I know that feeling. Okay. So I want to tell you that sometimes, like, I don't even know why this is coming into my brain right now, but I want to say sometimes, like I'm hearing, sometimes she takes two steps forward and takes three steps back. So
right.
Moving forward is not one of your best attributes. Moving forward is like something you have a difficult time with. But it is necessary for you to get to that point where there's this like big sunshine sign I'm seeing. But it's like, it's kind of like in the future for you if you take those certain actions to get there. Like, okay, so let me see. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me see. You have ideas that you haven't brought to the fore yet. You have some ideas, but you're kind of like pushing them down in your pockets right now. I'm looking at you and you're like pushing them down. Like, these aren't good enough or whatever. But there is an idea that you have that can be brought to fruition that would be something that you could do that would allow you to live a really good life that you're actually implementing in other people's lives. Is this idea, you have ideas, am I right? Like, I'm not talking about working for your boss, like whoever you're working for right now. You have your own ideas about how you can make money right now.
Yeah, and it's not moving
okay.
forward.
Okay.
Because it's not enough. Right. And...
right, but it's possible that it will move forward with some changes to it, okay? So I'm seeing, like, I don't know, I'm seeing this image of whatever you're thinking of your business-wise, and then I see chop, 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 like get rid of this, get rid of that, and make it simple to move forward. Like something simple that would be attractive to a lot of people that you could, you know, attract to the business. Like even getting investors involved in this somehow. Let me see. Hold on. Because I see, like, at the end of this idea that you have, I see, like, a lot of people standing around waiting for the next signal from you. So it tells me that it's something to do with communicating with people. Somehow, I don't even know, what is it that you're thinking of that you want to do?
Like a B&B stuff, a mixture.
B&B, like bed and breakfast stuff?
Right.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay. No, listen, I think you can do this. I don't know what stopped you so far, what has gotten in your way. But like I said, I see people waiting for this. Let me see. Hold on. What's holding her up? What's holding her up? Whew. I see not enough communication from you, Rosemary. Rosemary, I'm sorry. I see not enough communication from you. I see, like, you have to communicate more with these people, but you haven't done your due diligence with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, been trying to hold off and communicate, and at this point, no sense because there's no feedback, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's waiting on me to go there. I'm holding off because of Corona and all that stuff, and the
right.
I don't mean we here in the U.S., I mean we over there, we're in a red flag, red zone.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
So I won't go in.
Right, I hear you. I hear that very clearly, believe me, because I've been doing the same thing. But, I mean, there is an avenue there for you to get into this. Like, there is a... You are very good at doing this, but it's just the communication is kind of falling apart here. But I feel like if you keep at it, like, just know that you go in there with a mask or you whatever they're willing to allow you to do, you got to, you know, you kind of got to do that. And I don't see any danger for you there. I feel like you got to do this. You know what I mean? Because you are very good at this. You are very good at presenting this to people and having them plan stays at these places. And I even see you in the future, Rosemary. I keep calling you Rosemary. It's Rosemary. I'm sorry.
If there's a reason for that. He calls me that. Well, everybody does.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I even
everybody does in that town, so everybody calls me that because he started
okay.
it.
Okay. So
that means
I'm
supposed to go there.
I even see you buying a property of your own that you would have as a B&B. I even see you buying a property on your own, and it's like, I don't even know where you are, but I'm seeing, like, something with a N in it. I don't know what it is, but I'm just, like, channeling right now, so forgive me. I have my eyes closed, and I'm, like, thinking, like, N name, N man, none. I don't know what it is. But anyway, somewhere where you buy the property and it is a B&B for other people, this is in the future. You have to stay on this track that you're on right now, though, about the other place that you're trying to get involved with. You have to, like, just keep pushing forward with that, and I hope that you do, because there's an opening there for you. There's something there where you can be successful at it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I think, you know?
I don't know how to move any forward with it anymore because I know he has to do some stuff with me with it. So I don't know who else to move forward or put a lawyer involved.
Well, I mean, you would know if a lawyer's needed, right? You would know that, right?
Yeah, and they won't get involved, kind of, sort of.
Okay. So, I mean, should you just abandon that maybe and go on to another place or something? I mean, here's the thing. There's many avenues for you as far as I can see, but you're just not going down. You're not approaching it the right way. So, I mean, and I know that's, like, frustrating to hear, but it's like there's some available property for you right now that you can do this with, like renting, you know, the B&B. And just being a part of it, but it's maybe perhaps not the one you're looking for right now, but, I mean, there's definitely an opportunity for you here somewhere. I don't know if it's, like, in another county or something like that, but there's more effort needed here to do this. So you would be the best judge of that, you know?
Cool. How do I do it differently or approach it differently? I don't even know. I was thinking about that, too.
Right. Well, I mean, have you looked it up online and seen what you could do?
Oh, about that property?
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. And I don't know if I have to be present for some reason. So I have no idea how to approach it because
okay. There
will be a fight,
right.
Not with him.
Okay, so you're right. So if you're really interested in doing this, seek out other properties and other houses and see how you can do it. There's, like, plenty of information online that you can go and look at. If you're really serious about it, you can get it going. And like I said, I see you getting a house, a property in the future that's all you do is rent it out for a B&B. It's like a beautiful Victorian-looking house, and that's all you're doing. So, I mean, look at the information available to you online, figure out how to do this, and then get going because, man, this is like, and I also see you meeting somebody through doing this, too. So, I mean, I would do this, Rosemary. I keep calling you Rosemary. I'm sorry. Rosemary. Same thing. Not really. But anyway, so, yeah. So can you do that? Can you go and look out, search out properties, see who's renting, see how you become a part of it, or finding out how to buy your own property and doing it on your own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I need some help with it too, so there's other people involved, and I don't know how to approach it in a different way with him because there's so many people involved. So do you have any suggestion on that part?
I don't know. I see a man being able to help you with this. Like, he's interested in investing in something that you know, or is on the outskirts of who you know. Albert, something like that.
His father's name is close to that. It begins with a U.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like Albert.
Yeah. It sounds like Albert. Just look at every available avenue there, you know what I mean? And figure out who to, you know, if you can't do it on your own, figure out somebody that can help you with it, you know? I know that's easy to say and it's kind of stupid to say, but, I mean, I just feel like you're meant for this. I don't know. I feel like you're meant for doing this.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, there's another person who wanted me to get involved, but I ain't buying it. She wants too much money, so I said, fuck it, I don't need it. And I don't need money.
Yeah, I hear that.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take it easy, Rosemary.
Cool.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to give a reading to somebody that has waited for a long time in chat. And I'm going to tell her who her angel is. And then I'm going to try to give her a reading because she's waited all night. So you guys are like privy to this, but it's kind of going to be boring for you. Vehel. So angel, Vehel. Is your angel. And I'm feeling like, I don't know why I'm seeing blueberries with this. Blueberries? See if she's even still here. Okay. So listen, I appreciate you guys being here tonight and holding on for so long, and we didn't make the show as long as I could have, but I appreciate you being here. And again, check out Diane at DianeHamiltonPsychicMedium.com. And if you want a full reading with me, and it's always worth the money with me because I'm cheap. I'm very cheap. KoreenDeWinter.com. That's KoreenDeWinter.com. And we'll talk. You know, I always go over my time anyways. So I appreciate you guys, and take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And we will see you very soon, hopefully next Saturday night. I'm not sure who we'll have, but we'll have somebody. And we'll see you then. Thank you guys. I love you. Bye.